Over the next decade, the Philadelphia Housing Authority wants to completely rebuild a small, struggling section of North Philly. Some of the work will eventually unfold along Cecil B. Moore Avenue, once one of the city's busiest hubs for live music, especially jazz and R&B. WHYY's Aaron Mozell dug into that history and offers this report.
Sharswood is an arrowhead-shaped neighborhood north of Girard Avenue between 19th and 27th Streets. And if you've walked around there recently, you've probably heard a fair amount of this. Since early spring, the Philadelphia Housing Authority has been busy building new rental units as part of a planned half-billion-dollar transformation project. On some blocks, it's like watching missing piano keys being added back to the row, all at once. But in the 1940s and 50s, the neighborhood was home to factory workers, and this was its soundtrack, especially as you traveled down Cecil B. Moore Avenue towards Broad Street. Back then, it was known as Columbia Avenue, and about a dozen or so clubs dotted it. You could hear twists on old standards, songs you could move to, then go to another spot next door or up the block and listen in on a jam session showcasing the newest evolution of jazz, bebop. Hearing now was particularly popular and a favorite of saxophone giant Charlie Parker, who played Columbia Avenue in his younger years. Trumpet legend Dizzy Gillespie made appearances too. Lovett Hines is artistic director of the Philadelphia Clef Club of Jazz and Performing Arts. He says Columbia Avenue was also a proving grounds of sorts for up-and-coming musicians.
There was those finishing schools. You did your work at home, but you had to come and take your exams at those clubs.
For patrons, Columbia Avenue was a place to be seen. People wore their best.
Guys wouldn't even sit down because they didn't want to break the crease in their pants.
Piano player Cullen Knight started gigging on the Avenue when he was just 17, even though the law said you had to be 21.
The key to it was my dad had purchased me a new piano, so I had a piano. And I had a connection with the piano companies, the movers, to move the piano into the club. See, so I had the job because when I left, the piano left with me.
Knight also says you had to be a card-carrying member of the American Federation of Musicians, a union.
Clubs had a scale. You had A, B, C, D. A club maybe paid $15 a night or something like that, you know, for a side man. You could rent a house for like $25 a month or something like that.
How do you speak to an angel? I'm completely in the dark.
Don Gardner played Columbia Avenue at night and worked the breakfast shift as a short order cook before high school. Gardner was a drummer at first before switching to become a singer. He says the musicians on Columbia were like one big family. They respected one another and shared advice, even about women. During a recent stroll up the avenue, Gardner recalled legendary vocalist Sarah Vaughan giving him her opinion.
She'd see me talking to certain girls, she'd say, "That ain't for you. She's not for you."
What?
She's not for you, Don. You know. So I would leave it alone. And sure enough, she was right. She wasn't for me, you know, because she was messing with dope or something else, and that wasn't my thing.
Gardner left Philly in the early 60s. He lived and played in New York for a while, even Europe, before returning to the city. He visits every now and then, but there's not really much reason to anymore. The old clubs on Columbia Avenue are gone. Mickey's Playhouse is now a takeout Chinese restaurant. What happened? Lovett Hines with the Clef Club says, for one, musical tastes changed. By the late 50s, jazz was no longer pop music. To the younger generation, it was grandpa music.
The 21s and 22s and 23s are now going to, you know, the rhythm and blues and rock and rolls and the Motowns and Stax Records.
Those labels were known for soul artists. Hines says desegregation also meant African Americans could now play all over the city. He says an infamous riot along Columbia Avenue in 1964 was the nail in the coffin.
Despite the efforts of more than 1,500 law enforcement officers, efforts to quell rioting and looting in North Philadelphia have not been successful.
In late August that year, rumors of a white police officer beating a black pregnant woman swirled across North Philadelphia. Tensions had already been bubbling for months. With the allegations, they boiled over. Over 3 days, dozens of white-owned stores along Columbia Avenue were looted and set on fire. The area never really recovered. The Philadelphia Housing Authority wants to write a new chapter in that history, effectively building a mixed-income community from scratch. The agency is still in the process of gathering all the funds needed to make that a reality. But if everything goes according to plan, officials think the neighborhood will sing like it hasn't in decades. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.